Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to My Millennial Money. I hope you've had a good break, or if you're still on your break, I hope you're having a good break. Lots of beach, lots of sun, and for those that live in the country, what do you do in the country, John, in summer?
I just swim in lakes and dams and water ski and carry on.
So bloody Erin is still on a beach at Seal Rocks.
Got a good life, that chick.
I told her, I'm like, can you dial in? We'll get you on Skype, but there was no Wi-Fi or something and blah, 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 blah. But welcome if you're a new listener. It's great to have you. Maybe you've just found podcasting in the new year. Maybe you've got a new set of headphones or something.
Like I did 12 months ago.
Yeah. So, yeah. John found out what a podcast was 12 months ago. So, he's come a long way since then. And remember, our main connection point is Instagram at My Millennial Money. And for the regular kind of members of the My Millennial Money podcast, we've got a Facebook group that you can jump on, because we do this podcast for you who regularly listen. So, if you want to start becoming a regular, jump in. It's free.
And I tried something new over the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Glee coffee beans.
You did it, did you?
Probably the best beans of it. No, not probably. The best beans I've ever tasted.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yep.
Because you've got that home coffee machine, don't you?
I have.
I had it on my list to talk about the sponsor, but let's talk about it now. So, you jumped onto gleecoffee.com.au.
Yes.
You used the promo code M3.
Yes.
And you had some beans rock up at your house.
Rolled up in a matter of days and just in time for Christmas.
Wow.
Guests loved the coffee.
Okay. And get this. I had a friend over recently and I made them I got a filter roast.
Yeah.
Which is, they roast it lighter, I think. And I've got a hand grinder that I travel with, and I've got an AeroPress coffee machine. Jeez. And I made her a coffee, and she said it was the nicest long black she's almost ever had. Yeah. Well, it wasn't really a long black. It was a filter, but she was raving about it. So, if you like your coffee, jump onto Glee Coffee, because they support the show now. Mm. We're no longer doing this for charity.
No. Still a bit of charity involved.
Yeah, John's 15K Rolex is not brought to you by Glee Coffee, because... it's amazing.
You're listening to My Millennial Money.
If you think a brand new BMW is going to fit that used Toyota-shaped hole in your life, then this is the podcast for you.
One thing I didn't tell you is I went shopping.
It's unusual.
Got a new car.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you get?
2018 Subaru Outback, 3.6 litre premium, all options.
Secondhand.
No, brand new.
Brand new.
Yeah. It was, okay, if you want to know my guidelines on buying a new car, sortyourmoneyout.com/cars.
Yeah.
Okay. Read my guidelines, do everything within the guidelines, knock yourself out. Now, I generally, whatever. I think you should only buy a new car if you've got a net worth of over $1 million, because you can afford to take the depreciation hit.
Yeah.
Right? That's number one. But number two, it was only like $7,000 more for the brand new one on the floor than the secondhand year old one on the lot.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, all right, well, let's do that then.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good deal.
Yeah.
They came back to me. What? What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Did you need a new car?
I wanted one. No, so the story
did
is...
Did you need a new car?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, I want to buy a boat.
Right. So you thought you'd
I couldn't tow a boat with a Lexus.
Can the Outback tow a...
Oh, yeah. It can tow one and...
A little tinny.
No, it can tow 1.8 ton.
Okay.
So I'm going to get a nice boat and I can take you and the kids out in it.
Nice.
Yeah. But how's this? So if you want to... Here's a number one thing, and we are actually talking about money. I'm just always scared when we just chat like this that we're going to get bad reviews.
Mm.
But
well, if your financial advisor looked over your 2018 purchases,
yeah,
that might get a bad review.
Why?
Because the frequency of purchasing.
With me?
Yeah.
Of purchasing?
Mm.
Yeah, but I like buying stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
No, so
the poor old Lexus gone.
Well, so the Lexus, and you know how I was talking to you before the end of the year, saying that next year I want to kind of lean up some running costs in my life? The brand new Outback, worth 50 grand, right, cost $860 a year to insure comprehensively.
Mm.
It's $1,500 cheaper than a $35,000 Lexus.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so my month-on-month running cost, it's actually cheaper to be in the brand new Outback.
Yeah.
Like, it's just nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm selling that for sale. I think a guy, before we started recording, called me and he offered me 31. I'm like, yeah, whatever, come get it.
Yeah.
But the dealer, they were like, trade in 23 grand. I'm like, no. I'm like, so what you're saying is you want me to give you 8 grand.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Just if you're ever out there negotiating with a car dealer or anything for that matter, like I'm selling my motorbike as well because I don't ride it anymore and I want a boat.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing you need to do when negotiating or talking is let the other person say the price first.
Mm-hmm.
That's the So if you get anything out of this little segue here, just let the other person say their price first.
Yeah.
So the car yard guy, he said, oh, because it was on for 55 grand or something.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that's the recommended retail for us. I'm like, yeah, that's cute, but what can you do it for? Yeah. And he said, 51,750. I'm like, okay. So, I pretty much went, okay, what about I want a full tank of fuel, I want tint, I want mats, 50 grand square.
What do you say?
We both went quiet.
Yes, the awkward silence.
And it was a bit awkward, but the first one to speak loses.
Yeah.
It was awkward. Seriously, we were both sitting there quiet for probably a minute.
Yeah.
we got there.
What was his first words?
I'll just get the manager.
Yeah. That's always the one. Isn't it?
But it's weird. I kind of regret not going a bit harder.
Yeah.
But I mean, I felt like I got a good deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, for the ones that don't negotiate, they win on those and lose on others, don't they?
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I just think, yeah, don't if you're gonna buy a new car, make sure it's unless you know you do have a net worth big enough to take a bit of a depreciation hit.
Mm.
3 years old within 60,000 k's, that's going to be your best bang for your buck.
Yeah. Well, there's two stories to it, isn't there? There's the business owner and then there's the employee that can't claim the
yeah,
the
and I as well. I purchased it through my business as well.
So it's a totally different conversation.
Yeah, but it's funny, John. Like, I never thought I'd buy a brand new car ever again.
Mm.
But I guess it was just so, and I will say relatively cheap.
Yeah.
For my world, I guess. And for what I want to do, like you'll see on the sortyourmoneyout.com/cars, that article, there's a photo there of me and Dirty Mike when we had our Subaru wagons. Because I used to have a Subaru Outback.
Did you?
Yeah, I love them. Most beautiful car.
Yeah.
And it's good to be a bit higher up on the road now and I can just drive over speed humps like without slowing down. Yeah, roundabouts, just go straight through them.
Yeah.
So, if you see me cruising past your house.
Hello to the police listening in on the podcast today.
So that's
good.
That's just a bit of an update.
Never pay retail.
Never pay retail. Don't be the first. Like this guy called up to say because I'm selling my motorbike for 4,450, right?
Yeah.
It's on Gumtree. It's on Facebook Marketplace. Had a guy call up, what's your lowest price? And I said, mate, you're welcome to make an offer. So never say your price first.
Hey, if you're loving the show and want to get more of it, head over and subscribe to My Millennial Money Express. It's a new daily podcast and we're dropping daily money hacks no longer than 5 minutes right into your headphones.
Rightio, so it's 2019 and what I thought I would do is get John and Aaron in, but Aaron's obviously still on a beach, but I wanted to just get this out fast. So, John, do you... Actually, before we do that, I put it out on the Facebook group that to send a recording of your goals through.
Hi. So, my financial goal this year is to start investing some of my savings into the stock market. I will be going back to uni this year and cutting my hours back to part-time. So, I just thought, what better way to let my money work for me than to invest it somewhere it could grow? Thanks, guys.
That question actually came through after we had finished the episode, but I wanted to still add it. Yeah, that's really cool. I just wanted to let you know that we are doing an episode in a couple of weeks about shares and investing. But just while you're at university, don't think your money isn't doing anything if it's just in the bank, okay? The best thing that you can do is get through uni without any hiccups or dramas. So even if you remain cash heavy while at uni, that's totally cool. Maybe invest half of it. I don't know how much you've got. I will also add, the point of investing is to leave the money for the long term. Generally speaking, I wouldn't recommend that you would invest any money if you need that money within 5 years, because the stock market, it fluctuates daily, monthly, yearly even. Like the Australian stock market's at a 2-year low at the moment, basically. So if you don't need the money and you've got no foreseeable need for it in the next 5 years, absolutely invest it. You might be saving for a home deposit. Absolutely invest it. You might be saving for the trip of a lifetime in 5 years after you've graduated and, you know, had your first year working and then you take a gap year. I don't know. But the point is, if you're parking money, it's okay to leave it in cash for the short term because that money, it's not going to have a market downturn when it's sitting in cash and lose 10% overnight.
My name's Spencer and I'm 18 from Melbourne. Next year, I'll be starting first year uni. My financial goal for 2019 is to save up an amount that equals the fees for my very first year. Cheers.
That goal also came in after John and I did the episode, but it's such a good goal because if nothing else, you're learning habits and behaviors to save money. Hey, you might need a new car at the end of the year and you've got cash there and you put the uni on hex. That's all good, but congratulations, what a goal.
My name is Sasha and one of my goals for 2019 is to get rid of my last credit card. I started off 2018 with 3 credit cards and now I only have 1. So 2019 will definitely be the year of getting rid of that bad boy and just paying for things with my own money. So that's very, very exciting.
So that's pretty good, getting rid of the credit card debt. Yeah,
well done, Sasha.
So she started with a whole heap of credit card debt last year. Now she's coming to this year with 1 credit card. And I think New Year's resolutions suck and all that, but it's a good time to press reset in your life.
Yeah.
So I asked John, and John and I don't really talk before the episodes about the content we're going to do on the show just to make it a bit more organic. But John, I said to John, have you got like 5 little tips, hacks, goal things or whatever that might inspire some people for 2019?
Yeah, well...
So, other than getting your nose fixed so you're not wheezing through the microphone. So, if you've ever heard any of the episodes... So, tell just...
Too many broken noses.
Yeah, so you've broken your nose a billion times. So, John's got to breathe through his mouth now on the podcast because everyone was like, oh, I can hear someone like breathing.
I'm not convinced it's me yet. There are 2 of us breathing into microphones.
Yes, but I've had my bilateral septoplasty.
Might not have worked.
No, it did.
You might need a refund. Yeah. Any case. Yeah. So, I put a post out last week on Facebook, on my Solvair Facebook.
Sure.
Which I think It was actually 8 things to quit in 2019.
Right.
So I think, like, as you said before, New Year's resolution, we shouldn't have to wait till then to reset and charge forward, but organically we just have over time, and if everyone's doing it, we might as well join the game, sort of thing. So I think the number one, and it's number one for a reason, is stop trying to please everyone.
Sure.
So I think we do a lot of things in life to please others, when really they don't care that much about it anyway.
Mm. Mm.
And we need to look after ourselves, number one.
And is that the Instagram post there?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so if you go to Solvair Wealth on Instagram, you can see the 5 there. And I might share the a link to a goal thing that you had on your website in the show notes as well.
Yeah, cool. Yep, sweet. Yeah, so I think...
But how funny is that? Stop trying to please everyone. Like, the amount of people that have come into my financial planning practice wanting to do things. Like, I had a client... She was paying a car payment on a car that was in her name that her mother was using.
Right.
Because mum needed my help.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, your mum's a travel agent for guilt trips. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
And then there's a bit of empathy and emotion all rolled up in there. And like in the mum example, brought us into the world, et cetera, and guided us for our years. And that maybe is a slight exception. I suppose what I'm more referring to is we maybe go and do things for the wrong reasons, I think, whether it be work or hobbies or going out because all of our friends are or whatever it is in your life, if you can sit back and spend 10 minutes thinking, well, what am I doing X, Y, Z for? Is it for myself or is it for someone else?
Sure.
And I think getting that contentment in your own life first and foremost is the number one foundation.
And remember at the end of last year, we had Nathan on the podcast, whose Instagram handle is @isnathan. So he's got more than a quarter of a million followers. Mm. And we put the photo of my dad bot up versus his
push up comp.
And I actually got the most, so people like the dad bod more than his bot, right?
Yeah.
And I flicked him a text and said, oh, mate, you're wasting your time. Everyone loves the dad bod.
Yeah.
He said something really interesting. He said, I keep in shape for me.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, everyone loves the dad bod.
Yeah.
Well, on balance, more than 50% of people love my dad bod.
Yeah.
But
why is that? I think it's their way of saying, well, it lets me off the hook to some degree, doesn't it?
What does? Like having a dad bod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, look at Nathan, he's fit and chiseled and everything else. I could never be like that.
Mm.
So I'm off it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like me, basically. I'll never be like that.
And
why bother?
the reasons for it are completely different to his. Like, do you want to have a body like that? Like, it's whether it's a body or it's what you eat or what you do for work or who you spend your time with, it's all coming back to, well,
why am I doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's
And that's funny. One. It's like when I got the Outback, Dirty Mike's like, oh, don't get an Outback. I'm like, no, I want it.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone else thinks.
You don't have to drive it.
Exactly.
Dirty Mike.
Yeah. I want to be able to drive through roundabouts. You know those little ripple roundabouts? I want to be able to just drive straight.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to turn. And I want to be able to tow a big-ass boat that seats 8 people.
Hmm.
I can't do that in the Lexus. So go away, Dirty Mike. Don't come on my boat.
That's right.
So stop trying to please everyone. That's a really good one. And some people listening to this now, you know the thing that you're doing in your life, then it's not for you.
That's right.
What else, Johnny?
Yeah. Look, I think personally, I'm always looking to add more value.
Yep.
So if you're out there saying, well, I wouldn't mind a pay rise or I want to contribute more in life, whether that's donating or charity or whatever it may be, where can we add more value? Because I think we know that if we do add more value out there in the world, then it comes back tenfold.
Sure.
So I think it's something that Roy is conscious of it, but again, we need a recheck to say, well, I need to continue to do it.
And also, when was the last time you did something bloody nice for somebody?
Yeah.
Like, do something random, do something nice.
And Christmas is really a good reminder for me on that, because having three kids at 5, 7, and 9, the expectation is, well, what's Santa going to bring?
Is that the time they wake up in the morning, 5, 7, and 9?
True.
Yeah.
No, more like 5.
Mm.
But what's Santa going to bring? And what am I going to get for Christmas? So we really try to spin that around and say, well, yeah, well, that's great that you're getting something, but what are you giving? Because I think in some ways Christmas has this wrong connotation towards it. It's like, well, I'm receiving.
Absolutely.
More so than the emphasis on what are we giving.
And like when I did that party that that the Daily Mail did the article on,
yeah.
One of the quotes that I put it in my blog because I blogged about it, you know, you'll never be worse off by being generous.
No.
And, you know, yeah, if you're up to your neck in credit card debt and your life's a financial mess, yeah, maybe don't give your money away,
yeah.
But
give time.
Time or whatever, give a smile.
Yeah.
So don't go and buy stuff for people if you can't look after yourself first.
No.
Okay, so that's a good one. So add value.
Yeah. They were probably the main two that I had as general. And as I said, there's the 8 on the Instagram post,
yeah. But
I think for myself personally, there
was that the post that I wrote something funny on?
I don't know.
Can you read what I wrote? Bring it up. Because I wrote, because what the title was like 8 things to not do.
8 things to quit.
Yeah. Actually, read them out. And
So, first 4, trying to please everyone.
But what was the title? Like the...
So 8 things to quit in 2019.
Yeah.
So 1, trying to please everyone. 2, fearing change. 3, living in the past. 4 was overthinking.
Okay.
And then the other 4 you can click on to read.
Yeah. What did I say?
My Millennial Money posted, I'm starting all 8 of them as of tomorrow.
I'm going to start overthinking. I'm going to start pleasing more people.
Yeah, that's right. Look, there's never a time like now. So from a personal level, those two that I've mentioned, the personal health goal that I've got on the agenda is to qualify for YIMAM.
Really?
Yeah, so...
When's that?
Well, it's in October every year, and there's a number of qualifying races around the world, so...
Oh, so I can't just rock up and say I want to be in the Hawaii Ironman.
Well, you can go to one of the events to qualify for it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I can't rock up at Hawaii and register.
No. You can rock up and be an avid supporter.
Maybe we just need to go to Hawaii and do some podcasts over there.
You just want to go on holiday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been a lifelong goal.
So when are you qualifying?
Well, the event that I'll participate in is Port Macquarie
right. On
May the 6th, I think it
is. So what, if you get, what, in top 50, you get into Hawaii or?
It's age group based, so sure. Every age group has a certain amount of slots based on participation.
So your age group over 55, so what?
So the 25 to 29 age group that I'm in.
Yeah.
Has probably have 6 slots.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And are you... So, obviously, you'd have a good idea of times and whatnot.
Mm.
Like, do you think you've got a good shot at getting
into
shape? Well,
last year I missed out by 1 spot.
Oh, yeah, wow.
So, it's a bit of redemption getting there.
This,
going a bit quicker.
So, my personal kind of fitness goal...
Yeah.
I want to lose 10 kilos.
Yeah, good.
Like, why? Because it's not good for my ankle, the extra weight.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've had the 5 surgeries and I've got to get more surgery next month, I think.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Got to reconstruct the ligament again. It's just, I've got to do it. Like, I'm 93 kilos.
Yeah.
Like, I should be 85, you know what I mean? So, well, probably less than 85.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good.
I don't know how I'm going to do it. I had 2 bowls of ice cream last night. Does that help?
So, are you one of those that say, I'll start February 1, not January 1?
Well, you don't want to start in January because statistically, you don't keep your New Year's resolutions by Valentine's Day. So, maybe I'll start after Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Nah, you start when you're ready, big boy.
Thanks. Did you just call me fat? So I wrote an email out to everybody the other day. And I guess my random thoughts that to the start of the year, these are the things, because I just don't like the token things.
Yeah.
Like, so I try and be a little bit different. Yeah. Some are a bit token.
Yeah, good.
The first one probably is a bit token, but, you know, as Sasha said, you know, you just got to make the decision. I'm stopped living on credit. I'm cutting up the credit card. There's, you know, I want you, if you're listening and you've still got credit cards and you're still actively using them and you overspend and you can't pay it off every month, make the decision to cut it up, join the My Millennial Money group. Actually, why don't we track this year, John, how many listeners pay off debt and we'll tally the debt.
Total dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what about, I'll make a website. What about sortyourmoneyout.com/debt? Jump onto there and it'll just have first name and the amount of debt. Personal credit card debt or personal loans, GE money cards, or any of that.
Yeah.
Put the debt in and we'll keep a track of it.
Mm.
And yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
let's call it debt free decade. Yeah. And we're not talking about paying off your home. We're talking about consumer debt that is not tax deductible, that is for the lounge that you got for $5,000, which is now worth $1,000 because the cat scratched it. And
Afterpay and all those sort of bizzos.
So, let's do that. So, we're making the decision today to cut up the credit card and get out of debt.
Yeah.
And I think another one, I want everybody to set a short-term financial goal, even if it's small.
Yep.
Okay. And actually, one of the questions that we had, so when you join the Facebook group, there's a thing, you know, have you got any questions? Danny said, having enough money in the future to live without having to be worried or living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
So, for example, a short-term financial goal for Danny might be to, hey, in the next month, I'm going to set up some type of system to stop living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
So, just set a short goal and then actually, if there's one book that anybody needs to read right now, it's called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And he talks about the habit and, you know, whatever the... I think it's called The Habit Loop, okay? Yep. And the first one is the cue or the trigger. And then the second one is the routine. And then the third thing is the reward.
Yeah.
So, an example I use is I'm stressed. That's my trigger.
Yeah.
Routine, I need a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
Reward, oh, this is yum, I feel so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's kind of happening.
Yeah.
And that's why the only reason I've got ice cream in my house is because it's left over from that party.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, that's the only reason. I'm vulnerable, aren't I, on this thing?
You need to get that out.
So, and here's another thing, John. The best thing that I can do in, like, to exercise in the morning, because I've got a bike and I've started to.
Yeah.
I have my shoes and socks and equipment next to my bed.
Yeah.
First thing I do when I get out, I put my shoes on.
Yeah.
And that triggers that's the cue or the trigger. The routine is going for a walk, going for a bike ride.
Yeah.
And the reward is, oh, I feel great.
Yeah. Endorphins released.
So, this book, The Power of a Habit, it's just amazing. So, what about for, like, Danny, what's some very small financial goal that we can instill?
Yeah.
And even that is, I don't want to live week to week.
Yeah.
And what's some type of... And the cue could be, I'm getting paid, routine, I'm transferring $200 to a separate bank account to use a week or whatever. And the reward is at the end of the week, I haven't overspent.
Yeah. 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 And look, I think mindset is a big one as well. And instead of running away from something... running towards something.
Totally.
So, yeah, you're not always thinking that you're poor and you've got a bad mindset around that.
Totally, yeah. So, don't run from something, run to something.
Yeah.
If you've got a partner, get on the same page and have one or two joint financial goals. And I think at the very one of the last episodes last year, I said both get a piece of paper, write down the top 3 to 5, just go, we'll do 3 each. Top financial priorities that you both have individually. Don't tell each other. Then do a reveal party. See what's written on each other's piece of paper. If John says new triathlon bike, upgrade kitchen. and granny flat. And Amy says she wants a mix master or KitchenAid or whatever, a granny flat and a new car. Well, we know on each other's list, granny flat is there.
Is it common?
So it's probably a good place to start.
Yeah.
And then we could do trade-offs. Let's do the one common one first. Mm. Then it's your turn. Then it's my turn. Then we'll swing back to a common.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm basically a relationship counselor.
Yeah. Well, in that instance, I'd give her what she wants first.
Yeah.
Given the fact that we're adding more value to people's lives this year.
You're a good kid. You are. So maybe I'm not a good relationship counselor. Probably not. The other one I wrote down, just automate your way to success. I did a few Instagram stories at the beach the other day.
Yep.
Somebody wanted to save $15,000 this year. We've got to get started. You need to set up an automatic transfer of $300 a week into a savings account. It needs to be automated, needs to be systemated, or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
None of this, you know, here or there. It needs to be automated. And then I would say, if you do have a new goal to save that 15 grand or whatever it is, what's some crap laying around your house that you can sell?
Hmm.
I've got a bit of a rule. If I haven't used something within 2 years and it's not a family heirloom, sell it.
Get rid of it.
Because you can always buy another one.
Yeah.
So, I'm selling my motorbike because I just don't ride it anymore.
No.
So, I'd rather get the 4 grand for that, five, whatever I end up getting for it, and put that toward a boat.
Save on the red jar and everything else?
Well, I'll get a boat, but...
Buy more red jar.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know what I mean? But if I wanted to save that 15 grand...
Yeah.
Sell the bike and start that savings account with a cash hit.
Yeah.
So nice it's got injection. So got the emotional wins. Another one that I wrote down was, and it's probably more for the people that are self-employed. You might work for yourself. It's been a couple of years. You haven't had a good bloody holiday. Money's pretty good.
Mm.
Book the bloody holiday. Do it.
Yep.
Take the time off. Maybe go to Africa.
Cash, go to Africa.
Yeah, maybe go, I don't know, to New York. Actually, you know, when I was in New York, John, I visited the friend's house.
How was Jennifer?
Sorry?
How was Jennifer?
Oh, she's good. She's good. But that's what I mean. So, when I started my business, I was so scared about taking a holiday away from it.
Where?
It was just like, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, the world's going to end.
Yeah.
Book the holiday and work around it. It will happen. Just book it.
Yep.
You know, don't pay for it on a credit card, but pay for it with cash.
Yeah, have a balance.
And the only other thing I would say is January is probably the best time in the year to buy stuff on sale.
Really good, isn't it?
Yeah. So, the other day I went to Westfield. I wanted some nice new linen sheets and new bedding. Total price, $1,000.
Right.
Got it all for under $500.
Really?
Yeah, half price. And it's good. And I think, like, don't go to Target. Like, again, if you're trying to get out of debt and get yourself on track, you might go cheap. But, you know, if you're working full time, get some good bloody bedding. I mean, you're in your bed so much, why not enjoy it?
Yeah. Well, it's a third of your life, really, isn't it? But I think you might be on a different stratosphere in terms of incomes than some of our listeners potentially. So, they just need to do what's relative to them.
Sure. Thanks, John. Sorry.
But still, mate. Look for that discount is basically your
That's what I'm saying, this time of the year. And, like, so I would say as well, there's two times of the year to buy weekly kind of bulky items.
Yeah.
Like, this time last year, I got a new fridge, a new washing machine, a new mattress, and a new bed, pretty much all 50% off.
Yeah. And I think tracking that over a period of time to know what you would pay for something like that.
Totally.
Instead of just saying 50% off when really they've marked it up 50 and brought it back again.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess, and again, I'm a little bit different situation. I only like to buy quality.
Yeah.
So, you know, the washing machine was a good Bosch one, you know, 15 or 17, I don't even know.
Yeah.
It was expensive, but, you know, David Jones had the sale, got it for under a grand.
Yeah, and I think the higher you go up the tree in terms of quality, the greater discounts you can get as
Totally.
Well.
Yeah. So just it is a really good time of year to buy stuff. And, you know, you don't really budget for bedding. So that's why you might just accrue money in your blow account, or at sale times like this, you might have to take some money out of savings.
Hmm.
I mean, it's got to be paid for. I mean, I wouldn't be budgeting for white goods or anything like that. So once you got your spending plan sorted for these bulky stuff that you need once a year, it might have to come out of savings. But how's this, John? Might have been on the podcast or I said it somewhere. If you know your fridge is on the way out, right? Like I've just got the view with my fridge. I'd rather get a fridge before it died.
Yeah.
Right?
So your ice cream doesn't melt.
All that, yeah. Yep. What are you saying?
You said you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, so
bring it to my house.
How's your ice cream scoop?
It's going well.
How good are they?
They're very good. Shiny.
Oh, great. So
good quality.
Here's the thing. So if you know that your fridge is a piece of crap or it did die. Let's use the example. If your fridge died all of a sudden and it's not, you know, June 30 sales or January sales, can you buy a cheap $50, $100 secondhand one on Gumtree? And then start to put some money away from your blow account, $50 a week or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Save up over that 6 months and then get your brand new one on sale. I mean, yes, it's this bit of a toing and froing and all that, but it is a strategy because you would still save money buying a bloody decent fridge at half price.
Yeah.
And buying a cheap one in the interim. Than just going out and buying a brand new one not on sale.
Yeah, well, I would go the extra step and say if I'm at uni, not on massive income or any income, that Gumtree is your way to go anyway, isn't
Gumtree's
it?
Gumtree's so good.
Like I bought a 150-litre freezer over summer for $100, I think. It was like full-on freezer that'll hold massive amounts of meat. For when friends come up.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Gumtree's so good. The amount of free crap that's on there. I had this big 2-meter, like, long. I think it was close to 3 meters because it wouldn't have fit in this room. Projector screen.
Yeah.
It was in my garage. It was a big roll-up one. And I'm like, oh, I've got to get rid of this. It was too big for my car. Actually, it would have fit on the roof racks of the new Outback now. But anyway, I'm like, how do I get rid of it? So I just, like, took a photo free on Gumtree.
Yeah.
Gone.
Love it, don't I?
So anyway, well, hope that that's been an encouragement for everybody. Oh, here's just a quick question from Heather, John. I purchased a home in Sydney 8 months ago at the peak of the market. Should I be more focused on paying down the mortgage faster or renovating it? I plan to live here for at least 10 to 20 years. I'm currently in my early 30s with a young family. So that's when we talk about forever home. At this stage, Heather's got a young family. They're in their 30s. They've got no desire to move away for 10, 15 years. Sounds like they want to do a renovation. Should they pay down the mortgage faster or renovate?
Yeah, a few variables probably need to be asked first around that. But I would say, unfortunately, you paid or you bought at the peak of the market. However, depends how important the renovation is. If the renovation was maybe an ideal in 5 years' time, then you'd pay down the mortgage. I'm trying to read between the lines there, thinking that they maybe want to invest. So they may think that renovating will add value.
Yeah.
It won't in a moving market or in a peaked market. So don't.
Yeah. Only reno. If it is, like, if the bathroom's a piece of crap, and you're happy to live there forever, absolutely. But if you want to add wealth in your life, we're not renovating our house just for that reason.
No, you would do it in a moving market if you could see that was going to be beneficial. But
sure, if you could get the bank out to revalue it and blah, blah, blah.
But not now.
And or like the only other thing is pay down the mortgage. If it's superficial renovations, you might get, you know, if it's 20 grand or whatever for a kitchen, you might just save up and cash flow it. But I wouldn't be doing wholesale renovations just for the purpose of adding value.
No.
Thanks, Heather. Thanks, Danny, well done, for your Heather. Questions. And to everyone in the Facebook group, thanks for sending your questions through. It's been a hoot today. Hope this has encouraged you. And remember, if you've got any ideas for episodes or topics that you want covered, John, I've confirmed with Vince Scully, He's going to come back up and do an episode. We're going to do two episodes when he's here. Great. We're going to do one on shares and exchange traded funds and how to buy shares, which will be funny because I don't really do that myself because I just, anyway, we'll get to that. And we're also going to do an episode on hex debt or help debt.
Yes.
And, you know, because we've got a couple of listeners who have just come out of, you know, 5, 8, 4 years of uni, got a whole heap of debt, want to buy a house, want to do stuff in life.
Yeah.
The question is to pay down or not to pay down. And we're going to chat to Vince about that because he'll have some wisdom in that. Don't click your pen. Picks up through the mic. And on that note, see you soon, Johnny.
We're out of here.
Bye.
Remember, we hang out on Insta at MyMillennialMoney. If you're a regular listener, you're welcome to join our Facebook group. If you want more money hacks, be sure to subscribe to My Millennial Money Express. It's short money hacks anywhere, anytime, right into your ears. Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Gator Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.
You still need to put milk in a long black.
No, you don't. But then it's not a bloody long black anymore.
It's a piccolo latte, well, which is far better than a long black.
What was I going to say?
It's been a long year.
It's been a big year. See, I've got to edit that out now.
Yes. You're
creating
more.
I know. What was I going to say, Johnny?
Don't know.
Beans. Oh, no. That's what I was going to say. I'm going to get Chris Gleason, one of the Glee brothers, on the show to talk about being in business with family.
That's a good idea.
Because remember at the start of last year when we started the podcast, we had Ben talking on about how they started the business.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get Chris on to talk about being in business with family members.
The real story.
Yeah, that's right. The real story. So, what else did you get up to over the break?
Look, it was a lot of beach with the kids. Had my family up from country Victoria. They love the beach. So, yeah, a lot of beach, couch, repeat.
Do you walk down relaxed. To the beach from your house?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a heck, right? It's a bit of a hike, isn't it?
It's very hard to walk 150 metres.
Well, I went to Blue Bay the other day.
You can't get a park anyway.
Yeah, no, I drove and parked like weirdly in the council section. One thing I purchased over the holiday break was a esky.
Yeah.
It's like 20 litres. It was $120. Yeah. How much of esky? I don't even know. Like.
Yeah, 100,
150
litres.
Yeah. Yep. So, 150 litres or dollars, do you mean?
Oh, sorry. You're talking dollars.
Yes.
Yeah. $100.
Yeah. So, but it's this kind of, I got it from Repco. So, it was like a industrial kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Not BS one.
Yeah.
Keeps ice cool for 7 days.
Really?
Yeah. So we did a few beach sessions over the break with friends. So I got the esky, I got a big rug from Kmart.
Mm.
So put a big rug down on the beach, umbrellas, chairs, and it was quite the setup.
It's like having a family picnic without the family.
Basically, I got a mallet from Bunnings. Because the first time I went to the beach, it got windy and then I had my cheese board and I was banging it in with a cheese board. And then I'm like, nah, next time I'm getting a mallet. So, I went to Bunnings, got a rubber mallet. So, their umbrellas, banging it in with a mallet.
Handy.
We were the envy of the beach.
You would have been. Yeah.
Like, everyone's umbrella was...
You wouldn't have had kids around you either.
No.
So, even better. that's good.
Did you see over the... just before Christmas... I had that party at my house and the Daily Mail did that write-up on it.
Yeah, how good's that?
That was so cool.
It was the business version of that Corey, what's that, Worthington?
Oh, yeah, where he did that big party, a million years ago, yeah. But it was really cool. So, if you want to have a look at that article, just Google Glenn James and press news, mm-hmm. and it'll be one of the top ones in the Daily Mail. So, because I wanted to do a party just with some friends. I organized it all, and then I was talking to a PR company, and they said, oh, we want to interview somebody. And I said, oh, well, I'm doing a good party.
Yep.
And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
So, it was...
Went to town. Yeah.
I think the article said I spent $2,819.
Yeah.
But I can tell you it was a lot more.
Was it really?
Well, it was because the muso, I only booked him for 2 hours, but the party was pumping. So, I just went and whispered, like, oh, hey, do you want some more cash?
Double this.
To stay, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And then some other odds and ends. So, yeah, it was quite a good party.
That's good.
What else? Actually, I'm just thinking, how can we go into... Oh, another new... Do you need to check that?
No. Good call. Well done.
Thanks. All right, so that's... Geez, it's bloody 15 minutes already.
Yeah.
But I think there's some gold in that. Do you reckon it's weird that I... Say I bought a new car. But
no.
At the end of the day, my website and logic says if you've got over $1 million net worth.
Yeah, there's guidelines around it. It's not just reckless.
Yeah. But can you believe that? It's like $1,450 cheaper just in comprehensive insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me with something like the Lexus.
Yeah. I guess because the parts are so expensive.
Yeah.
But the Outback, it's got all the... automatically brakes at high and low speed. It's got the front camera, the side camera, 12-speaker sound system with a subwoofer. Like it's...
Yeah, they're good cars.
Shivers. Sorry, I just dropped my microphone or my headphones. yeah, I mean, it's not a Lexus luxury. Yeah. Like it's all leather and that, but it's decent.
Yeah.
I'll get a Lexus again one day when...
Yeah, good for the family too when you start.
Yeah, after the instant family. Hmm. All right, so we'll go into the segue. So we'll play Ash's little hoop and then we'll go out. And also, Vince is going to join us. And I haven't told you this yet, John, but we're going to do an episode on Hextep. I'm done. An episode on Hex or Help Debt. Am I saying that right?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Helps or
Anyway. And we're going to do an episode on Hex or Help Debt. Oh, I can't say it. Hang on.
Hex or Help Debt.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.